ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication or dua number 8 of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin. And we go to the point where the Imam alayhi salam asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a number of things, or at least seeking refuge in him in number of things. We go to the point where the Imam says, wa shiddatul shahwa, aw ilhah al-shahwa. The Imam alayhi salam in this specific word or two words, he's talking about the urgency of passion and desire. So passion and desire is not something bad, as we said. It's something that human beings need in order for them to survive. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it depends on how you use it and how you put it to use. So why do a lot of people go and just seek their desires and their passions and lose their way? Because when someone becomes just, you know, this kind of materialistic person that just wants to please himself with all the desires of the world, he will forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will forget about the akhirah. He will forget about halal and haram. He will cross his limits. He will cross his lines. So what causes us to move towards our passions and our desires? So we said a few things in previously. We would like to add few more if time permits. One of the reasons that we human beings like to indulge ourselves or causes us to indulge so much is actually the eyesight, looking. Now, let us take a short break and then we'll continue right after.
Rabbana,
a path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Just before the break, we said one of the causes that makes people go after their desires and their lust is the fact eyesight or seeing or watching. Human beings, it is our nature, or it is in our nature, that we are very visual people. So the first thing that we interact with is what we see. So sometimes through seeing, we buy things. Through seeing, we do trades. We do a lot of things just by looking. And I think that's one of the things that the media, for example, comes into play, or even marketing these days come into play, because they know people get attracted to what they see. So they try to sell you something that in reality is worthless in terms of quality, it has nothing. But outside, when you look at it, it looks fancy, it looks nice, and you find yourself captivated by it. And this is how major companies work. Now, even they're using what they call color psychology. So they use certain colors to attract people into buying their products. So we are very visual. We interact with what we see. Now, when it comes to haram and when it comes to our passions and desires, shaitan is also playing marketing. He's doing his job in terms of trying to attract me and you as believers and trap us in his traps. So shaitan will come and will beautify all that which is haram. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يُزَيِّنُ لَهُمْ. He just beautifies things for them. So something it's sinful, it is disgusting, it's something that you would never think of. But when it is put into labels and into fancy things, then you see that we move towards it. For example, no one wants to drink alcohol. No one wants to eat pork. No one wants to commit all of these heinous sins. But because it is beautified to us, it's made really nice to us, then we get captivated by it and then we start to seek it. Now, this is how the world works. This is how this time that we live in, it basically works on the fact that we are going by with what we see. So if one cannot control his eyesight, cannot control what he should look at and should not look at, then obviously he will fall a victim to shahawat, to pleasures and to desires. Stay with that thought. And let us take a short break, and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying that one of the reasons that causes me and those who are like me to go after their desires and their pleasures is the fact that my eyesight is not filtered, is not under control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُبُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing men to lower their gaze. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. And they save and protect their private parts. You see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously when He chooses His words, they are chosen in the right order for the right reason. He says, first control your eyes, then save your private parts, protect your private parts. He does not flip it, even though if you look at it from what we seem to think a logical way, one should control the private parts first before his eyesight. But no, when I look and my mind starts to wander and my imagination starts to kick in, it will drive me, it will put me in a place where I would have no control over my private parts. So Allah says, begin with your eyesight. Control your eyesight, lower your gaze, and then the rest will become a lot easier. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same manner, He said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, say to the believing men, He says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and say to the believing women, يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَ, that they lower their gaze, وَيَحْفُظْنَ فُرُوجَهِنَ, and protect their private parts. So you can see clearly from this ayah that controlling your eyesight and lowering your gaze, it plays a major part in how we see things and how we follow and seek our desires. Because like I said, if we don't, then obviously we will chase them, because now, more than ever, we have devices in our hands constantly. We have TVs in our houses. We go outside and we see things. And we're constantly wanting. I see a nice house and I would want the same. I see a nice car, I want the same. I see a person having billions of dollars and I want the same. So because we're seeing it so much, our mind starts to play on us and we start to follow our desires in this regard. So unless one controls his eyes, then he will find himself trapped into this dimension of desire and lust and passion. So when the Imam says, "Oh Allah, help me," obviously he's asking Allah to give him the right tools in order for him to be able to maintain and limit his desires. We will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد